The most revealing testimony Friday came from James Madruga, one of two assistant engineers on the Alaska Ranger, who described his dramatic exit from the ship Sunday morning, moments before it sank.
I didn't jump over until the water was already up to my feet, and I was standing on the bridge.
Madruga said he was one of the last people off the Alaska Ranger, staying even after Captain Eric Peter Jacobson told everyone to abandon ship. He said he wanted to stick with Chief Engineer Daniel Cook, one of the five men who died on Sunday. Madruga said that Cook was a friend of his, and he knew that he had a heart condition. By the time the two men left the boat, Madruga said it was so far gone that they were able to simply step off into the ocean.
I backpedaled maybe 20 feet. The boat went over that quick then to the starboard side. The antennas from the boat almost hit me in the feet. And then she righted herself straight up and down and just saw.
Many of the Marine Board's questions for Madruga had to do with how well the watertight doors were sealed forward of the rudder room, where the flooding is believed to have started. Madruga said he thought the ship should have had a better inspection program for those doors, and a better safety program in general. He also said that one of the doors had some concerning wear and tear, but he said that as the ship began taking on water, the door that worried him appeared to be holding up just fine. Madruga also said he believed that Byron Carrillo, whose body was later recovered, was the man who fell out of a Coast Guard helicopter during the rescue operation. Captain Mike Rand, the Coast Guard officer presiding over the Marine Board, said that incident was under a separate investigation by Coast Guard aviators.
When we have something like this, we use it as a learning process. You know, what happened? What happened differently? What do we do so that it doesn't happen again?
The Marine Board is expected to continue through the weekend. Rand said the Unalaska meetings will most likely be followed by hearings in Seattle and possibly Anchorage. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.